With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In his latest update delivered just minutes ago, Defense Secretary Hegseth says an American submarine sunk an Iranian warship that thought it was safe in international waters. Hegseth says a torpedo did the job. The Pentagon chief adds that last night's strike was the first such attack on an enemy since World War II. Iranian proxy Hezbollah's use of Lebanon as a base is putting that country squarely in the bullseye.
At around 4 a.m. local time, the Israeli military urged residents across 16 Lebanese villages to start evacuating. Just minutes later, the first report of airstrikes and deaths came in. The Lebanese news agency says at least four people were killed in a strike on a residential block in Baalbek. Apartment blocks and a hotel have also been hit in villages near Beirut. The new bombardment follows the deployment of Israeli troops into southern Lebanon on Tuesday. The IDF says they're needed as forward defense against Hezbollah, which has been launching rockets into Israel since its backer, Iran, was attacked by Israel and the U.S.
The BBC's Jacob Evans. We'll have to wait to see who will face the Democrat nominee in the U.S. Senate race in Texas.
Democratic state lawmaker James Tallarico got by U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett in Texas' closely watched Democratic Senate primary. Tallarico will face the winner of a May runoff for the GOP Senate nomination between incumbent John Cornyn and challenger and Attorney General Ken Paxton. Cornyn and Paxton came out the top finishers in a three-way contest with Congressman Wesley Hunt. No GOP candidate hit the 50% vote threshold needed to win outright.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Texas GOP Congressman Dan Crenshaw suffered a primary loss to Republican challenger Steve Toth. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 116 points. SRN News. Franklin Graham will preach the gospel in Peru this weekend.
The popular evangelist and head of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is scheduled to address crowds at the Estadio Nacional in Lima. He will be joined by a number of contemporary Christian music stars. Graham arrives at a time when polls indicate that Christianity is on the wane in Peru. But those same polls show a broad interest in the gospel, and 700 Peruvian churches have answered the call to help organize the two-day event. Michael Harrington reporting.
There's a new push to overturn gay marriage, focus on the family. The American Family Association, several other Christian ministries, are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable. This is SRN News. If you like live concerts, then you know just how expensive those tickets can be.
A Justice Department lawyer has told a New York jury at the start of an antitrust trial that the concert ticket industry is broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, driving up prices for consumers. Attorney David Dahlquist said in his opening statement Tuesday that the U.S. government and 39 states are counting on the federal jury in Manhattan to correct a wrong that would reward artists and consumers with money lost to the lack of competition. Attorney David Marriott argued on behalf of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. He said the government's wrong and the ticket industry is more competitive than ever. Keith Peters, Washington.
New Mexico prosecutors are presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives. This at a trial that focuses on the impact of the conglomerate's platforms on youngsters. More details at SRNnews.com.